up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood. Land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
And now, your number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, it's Hollywood Connections. Your host, Miss Florida Diva Yvonne Madison, and the lady with all the connections, Dawn Reese. Lights, camera, action. Ladies, you're on.
Thank you so much, Peter. Did we do the Vivica Fox yet?
We did. We did the Vivica Fox already.
I know, and you're chatting away, and I just wanted to say we're super excited. We're trying to get her on the air as well with us soon.
Yeah, she has a big movie coming out here pretty soon, Independence Day 2, so without
I
Will
know.
Smith.
Yeah, I know. So thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Yvonne, how are you?
I'm doing great with all the beautiful people in the studio today.
I know. I worked really hard. We have a really good show today.
I know.
Well, before our VIP caller calls in about 3 minutes, we have a jazz performer here, and you are?
Blue Davis.
Blue Davis. Let's play Blue Davis's second track, right?
Yes.
Just to kick off the show while you're driving, tantalk1340.com. Listen to this beautiful jazz music. We'll be right back. Well, we're going to bring this amazing guest back next week. And thank you so much for being in the studio with us.
My pleasure.
All right.
Glad to be here.
You too. You too. And we have our VIP guest on the line, Jonathan Mariner. Thank you so much for calling in. How are you?
I'm fine, Dawn. How are you doing?
Oh, fabulous. I want to tell everybody the quick story how I met with you. You know, I was a flight attendant for the Florida Panthers, and I know that we were on a charter flight, and I was like, popcorn, coffee, Coca-Cola, Pepsi. Can I meet you in your office? I have a video series. And Jonathan Mariner was courtesy enough to say, Dawn, come on into my office and chat with me. And I walked up to three different secretaries to get to his office at that time. And I just want to thank you. You've been in this business for a long time with the Marlins and, you know, in the National Baseball Association.
Major League Baseball.
Well, yes. See, that's my sports player. He's got the sports talk show. And so, Jonathan, I know we have some questions for you. Peter, you have the first question.
Yeah, this is Peter Blake, the host of the Sports Web on Saturday afternoons on the Tan Talk Sports Network from 3 to 5 on this station here. Mr. Mariner, I know you worked hand-in-hand with Rob Manfred. Describe that experience and also tell me about his vision and the future for Major League Baseball in general.
Sure. Well, first of all, I need to point out that I just left the league office after 14 years working there, so I'm speaking now with my personal recollections and not speaking for baseball specifically. But having said that, I've known Rob for, gosh, over 20 years. I first met him when he was an outside attorney with Morgan Lewis, and I was a CFO at Major League Baseball at the Florida Marlins at the time, and and I both ended up in the commission's office. He's a brilliant attorney, very, very focused, very driven. When I talk a lot about my role as CFO and how we were able to really turn around the league finances from, you know, those dark days following the strike in 94, it really was a labor deal that we negotiated in 2002, and Rob led that initiative. He was the key labor negotiator for that deal, and so he gets an awful lot of credit along with, of course, Commissioner Thiel again, really turning around the league. So he's got a lot of experience with the league, brilliant guy to work for, to work with, and what else can I tell you?
Well, you mentioned you work with the Florida Marlins, and that's interesting, and you spearheaded the stadium situation. Talk about how difficult it was to spearhead that situation with the Miami Marlins and what the Tampa Bay Rays in general have in store for them, because this is a small market, much like Miami, and the difficult thing is attendance down here. We're trying to get a new stadium. Go ahead and talk a little bit about that.
Well, when I was with the Marlins, this was before the current ownership group got the stadium deal done in Miami. Mm-hmm. But I did for Wayne Huizing and for John Henry on the stadium deal. And you know, it's always a very, very delicate balance between trying to, you know, keep the team in the local market. There's a strong, you know, dedicated fan base, I know, in the Tampa area, but it's a challenge. It's, you know, there's the public funding option that's always controversial. It's always tough, and you know, my experience, I've had a home in South Florida for 30 years. Mm-hmm. You know, Florida's a tough market, not just because of the demographics, but I think the geography makes it tough too. I mean, there's not a lot of mass transit that get people in and out of games that we can. That tends to help a lot of teams, like in New York and other cities. It's a very spread out area, and that also makes it a real challenge trying to find the right location. So I know Stu Blumberg's committed to the area, and I know he'll do the best he can to find a solution there.
Is there a possibility that Major League Baseball would possibly help out the Tampa Bay situation? Would they contribute some money to this stadium situation? Is that a possibility at this point, or is it just on Stuart Sternberg and the Tampa Bay area?
Historically, the league has left these stadium decisions to the local ownership and the local market. There's really no history of the league, you know, stepping in financially. So I can't speak for the league what it might do going forward, obviously. But there's been no real history of that happening. And there's been a lot of very challenging situations. Milwaukee took over 10 years to get done. You know, Houston. You know, they were all very, very tough markets. San Francisco, San Diego. Some involved, but some of them didn't. Mm-hmm. You know, my experience looking back over 20 plus years is that even the toughest situations ultimately get resolved, and I think it'll happen there too.
I have a question.
This is our co-host, Yvonne.
Miss Diva, I'm all the way back from the Dodgers. I'm from those bums in Brooklyn. And I remember back in the day how everybody was out, you know, supporting our baseball people that we love, like Jackie Robinson, Gil Hodges, and all of them. How are the fans relating to baseball of today? I mean, do they still have that enthusiasm?
Oh, I think there is, and you know, one of the things that we're seeing today in the league that we're really proud of is the fact that we have a lot of young stars now coming to the game. You know, between a Bryce Harper and in D.C., you know, in Pittsburgh, I mean, there's so many young stars that we think not only excite our fans today, but also excite some of the young kids that follow our game. And it bodes well for us, we think, in terms of having a very long following. I mean, you go through a period where you've got the Derek Jeters of the world. I'm an older guy. I remember, you know, the days of Reggie Jackson. And,
yes.
And, you know, we always need to have those stars. And I think that's what really makes the game exciting.
Yeah.
Not for baseball, but for all sports.
Yes.
I think we have our say.
Well, Jonathan, too, I have a question. What are your plans now for your future? What do you want to do that you haven't done yet?
You know, I've had a very, very fortunate career. I've had, as I mentioned, you know, 23-plus years in baseball between the Marlins and the league office.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to take the next several months and just take some time off.
Good for you. Well, can you ever come down to Clearwater and we'll put you on the sailboat and you can come to the station for the full hour?
You know what? I actually love sailing, so that might be a good enticement to get me down there.
Very cool. We have a 37-foot sailboat that we're going to take out this weekend. But, Jonathan, I thank you so much, and I'd like to do more of a documentary on you. Where are you living now? What city?
I am splitting my time. I'm mainly in Fort Lauderdale now, but I still keep a place in New York for the time being, so I'm kind of a two-city guy right now.
Are you a New Yorker?
I'm not a New Yorker, no.
Oh. I am. That's why.
Yeah, and Jonathan, you know, maybe there's something with, you know, these beauty queens and, you know, people want to know how to, like, guest star or guest sing at one of the baseball games. Is that something that you can direct me to the right person?
You know what? It varies depending on the markets, but I know a lot of folks in the local team markets. So if you've got a specific request, I'll be happy to try and direct you.
Oh, that would be cool. We have some national beauty queens in the house with us and some state queens and very talented ladies. And, Jonathan, I look forward to meeting with you and sitting down with you and doing really a good documentary. And Peter would love to have you on his show because he has tons more questions to ask you.
Absolutely. I got tons more questions. I want to hear from what you have to say, your experiences with Major League Baseball, and also what do you think about some of the situations going on in baseball right now. Get your opinion on that. So anytime you like to come on my show, it's from 3 to 5 on Saturdays. Let's arrange a interview. We can do that, and I think a lot of fans out there would love to hear from somebody that was in the inside of Major League Baseball's office. It's unbelievable.
Yes,
so. I know. And you're an amazing man, Jonathan. And to just take some time off, enjoy your family, and I hope to have you here at the station for a full hour show with you.
Thanks so much, Don, for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Awesome.
Thanks a lot, Jonathan.
Wow, that was Jonathan Mariner. Do you believe that, Peter?
No, it's good stuff. Really good stuff. I think it, you know, it helped for some fans to hear that, you know, the stadium situation isn't going to happen overnight. And because it is a small market like a Miami and it's a transient market, it's going to be a little bit difficult. But he said himself that Sternberg is committed. Manfred is committed to this area. So that's great for the fans out there. If you're a Tampa Bay Rays fan right now, you have to be excited because if you can get that stadium deal done in Tampa, then I think we're going to have a lot more fans come out there, support this team, and the attendance won't be an issue anymore.
Oh, good. I agree. And you know, in the meantime, we have some major guests in the house, and we're going to go right to our VIP guest. And I know that's our Sports Talk with Peter, and we're super excited that Jonathan called in. Let's go to the commercial with the cotton candy, and we'll be right back. We have some really exciting
news.
That
sounds delicious, cotton candy.
I know. I know. We're going to find out more. All right, Peter, are we ready? All right.
Life is as sweet as cotton candy. Mango, apple pie, pina colada, coconut. We have all of those flavors and more. We are the creme de la creme of cotton candy. We offer catering services for weddings, birthday parties, corporate events, and more. Be unique, be different, and visit us at our Hyde Park Village pop-up shop, 1607 West Snow Avenue in Tampa, or visit our website at www.cottoncandypalace.com. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. It's gourmet, it's organic, it's delicious.
Tampa Bay's Tan Talk, entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
And we're back. And before we start, I just want to introduce to our next guest that will be on with us. Just tell everybody your name. Yes.
Hi, I'm Brianna Forbes.
That's right, Brianna. You just won the state Florida title, and we're so excited that everybody's going to come back and listen to your story and your charity. So thank you for hanging out with us and being our co-host today. And also, back to Priscilla. Priscilla, now tell me something about your store and where you're located.
We have a pop-up shop in Hyde Park Village in Tampa. The address is 1607 West Snow Avenue. And
Oh, okay. And you were just on Bay 9 News in the morning show?
ABC, the ABC ABC News, the morning blend.
Oh, okay. And you know what I, now question, because, you know, I'm looking at this one at the store here. Oh,
I see that package.
Yes. So what's the difference between your cotton candy and this cotton candy that we bought that was more calories than we didn't need?
Yes, I see here it's 110 calories. Oh, my. Our cotton candy is 60 calories or less.
Okay.
For the same amount?
Let's see the quantity. This is 2 ounces.
Yes.
We do offer, I'll show you a package here.
Okay.
Of what, how we package our cotton candy.
Oh.
So you can see our packaging is totally different. It's more gourmet, more upscale, which is definitely the type of customers that we have and our focus for our company.
Mm-hmm.
We don't put any type of preservatives or dyes. Our cotton candy is all organic. It's all natural compared to the store-bought cotton candy that you have here.
Right.
So now, that makes the difference.
And this is your story? You came up with this idea?
It is.
Wow.
Myself and my husband came up with the idea. Absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, we're starting a wedding business here pretty soon with events with all our friends that are ministers and promoters.
Okay.
And that could be for weddings and pageants.
Yes, we do. We do a lot of off-site catering services like weddings and birthday parties. We also do corporate events as well. So yes, you can hire us to come out to your event. We do everything from A to Z. We provide spinning services to make our cotton candy cones live on demand. We have over 20 different flavors. A lot of our popular flavors are like pina colada, mango, apple pie, coconut. So we have
a lot of Florida kind, right?
We definitely pride ourselves in being the creme de la creme of cotton candy. So out with the traditional pink and blue and end with more fun, flavorful finger licking cotton candy.
Awesome. And now you have a question for us, our young reporter here. Tell us your name.
Kelvin Lopez.
Right, Kelvin, ask her a question.
Why are you torturing me? Why?
For those of you who's not streaming and listening, we brought in 6 of our gourmet flavors today. So
even
our friend Kevin here can enjoy. Kelvin, I'm sorry. For example, we brought with us carrot cake, cookie dough, mango.
Cookie dough. Whoa.
Cookie dough, yes.
Whoa, that sounds good.
Coconut, cinnamon bun, and our grape flavors. So just a little something to tease
you
guys.
Now, I'm actually a fan of pina colada.
We have a pina colada flavor.
Yeah, I heard.
Okay.
Oh, you want to make sure you save that
one
for him.
I'll have to bring that one the next time. Absolutely.
And my husband over here, what's your favorite color? Kind.
Well, I'm probably leaning towards the grape.
He liked the grape.
Grape
so we'll
is
give
very
Bert
popular,
the
too. Grape is one of our top sellers.
Okay, Bert, you get the grape. Thank you.
You know what? It has your name on it.
You know what? Let me tell you what I like about this is that people that have problems with sugar,
mm-hmm.
and then you told me that you have yours is not does not have that amount of sugar in it, so they could get a chance to get some cotton candy and not feel guilty.
Yes, it's definitely a guilt-free treat. It's still sugar. However, we use organic refined sugar. So it's different than the traditional table sugar or the sugar that's found in the traditional cotton candy in the store.
What about a root beer?
We do have a root beer flavor, yes. I'm telling you guys, we have so many flavors and we're always coming up with something new. Mm-hmm. So you have to just follow us and stay tuned.
How's business?
Business is going very well. Initially with the pop-up shop at High Park, it was only supposed to be for 1 month.
Mm-hmm.
However, we've had such positive experience, and the residents there have been emailing management and have almost begged us to stay there.
Good.
So they have extended our stay with the pop-up shop, so we won't be gone until the end of August.
Okay, and could you give the address again so people out there will know exactly where you are?
Absolutely. It is located in High Park Village, and the address is 1607 West Snow Avenue, and that's in Tampa. We also are very active on social media. We're on Instagram, we're on Facebook and Twitter, and we also have a website. It's www.cottoncandypalace.com.
What about a phone number?
Our phone number is 813-505-6999.
And Brianna, what kind do you like?
Ooh, I love all cotton candy.
Who doesn't love cotton candy,
your
right?
Your favorite out of that right there.
Probably the cookie dough.
Okay.
And that has your name on it.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you so much for being here.
It's our pleasure. Thank you for having us.
It's been fun. And Peter, let's go to the Christian University that was on their commercial that we had them. If you are looking to go online to go on to a Christian university, it's really an awesome opportunity. We had them in the station last week, and we'll go to that commercial as soon as Peter pulls that up here. And Cameron, how are you doing?
Kelvin.
How are you? You're doing good?
I'm doing good.
Okay. And thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
It's our pleasure. Thank you for having us.
Awesome.
We really appreciate it.
Okay. So we're going to swing the mic around.
Don't forget my cotton candy.
Oh, I won't forget. I know you won't let me forget.
No, she's going to stay after. We're going to get some interviews after the show as well. If you don't mind, that would be great. We also have April. April's one of our new Beauty Queen reporters. She's going to take your spot over there. We're going to trade you Priscilla. We need to have her headsets. And then... April, we're going to actually have you interview some questions here with Brianna. And let's go to Brianna from National American Miss, our Florida State title holder. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for driving in. Now, is this your first radio interview?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Okay, so how did you win the title of Miss Florida?
Well, what you do is you sign up for the state pageant online at NAMIS, which is stands for National American Miss. So you go to NAMIS and you look for your state. And, of course, I'm Florida, but I went to Jacksonville this year, only because it was a little coinciding with my schedule. But what you do is you go and you have to do formal wear, interview, and introduction. Introduction is just a little paragraph about yourself, 30 seconds, nothing much. Interview is where you go in, you sit with the judges, and you talk to them, ask you a few little questions, about 45 seconds per judge. And evening wear, you wear a nice big formal ball gown, which you'd wear to a Cinderella ball. It's really nice. It's a slow-paced walk across the stage. Kind of like a runway, but again, slow pace, a walk, and it's elegant. So, I mean, you compete in all those. I did those, and I ended up going home with the title.
Wonderful.
Was that your first time entering National American Miss?
No, it was my third time.
You know, that's important because I've been in pageants, and I would go after the title and over, and then all of a sudden, whammo, you got it.
It's a journey.
But you know what impresses me with you is that you have a platform, and you're doing things, and that's what this is a special about, pageantry. What are you doing with your title? Now, you have a platform, and tell everybody why you're here.
Well, I recently came up with this new organization, and I call it Bald and Beautiful. It's my own organization, came up with all on my own. What we do is we want to go to the St. Jude's Children's Hospital this August, but we really want to collect some toys, wigs, blankets, funds, anything that can be donated to the St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital in Tennessee. What we want to do is give those children like little care packages of things that they might love, like toys and blankets, that make them feel a little more healthy, a little more like they have an average life than any child.
Well, you know what? I'd like to donate as I'm trying to get this bag here. And he's like, what is that?
You sound like you're talking in the plastic bag there.
Yeah, I'm the lady in the bubble.
Yeah, you're a lady in the bubble. There you go. Girl in the bubble.
Remember that movie, The Boy in the Bubble?
Did that star John Travolta? Yeah. Was that one of John Travolta's first movies?
I am. I'm trying to get him on the air with us, too. I got somebody that knows him really well.
I think they remade it, too, or something with somebody else. It was Jake Gyllenhaal, I think.
Miss Florida, what I like about this is that you said you tried for three times, and I'll tell other people out there, young people like beautiful like yourself, that don't give up.
That's the truth.
If you have that passion in your heart, keep going for it.
Well, you know what? I'd like to donate. Now, my mother-in-law gave me some blonde wigs, and if I wear them, I'll look like her, she's gorgeous, but then my husband will think I'm his mother, and then that won't happen. But all of my friends got these wigs, and I love these wigs. These are so adorable, and I love my mother-in-law. I'd like to donate these to your cause that you're doing.
Thank you.
So, here we go. I'm going to give you all, that's what the bag is, okay? So those are for you. And
thank you.
We're going to come back. You got that commercial, Peter? Well, I just listen to this, and we'll be right back.
Hello, my name is Frank Drake, and I represent the Wellington Chilla Christian University. We're the fastest-growing online Christian university, offering degree programs from associates through doctorates, as well as postgraduate certifications in bioethics in conjunction with Salabi. We are one of the most affordable options for going back to school and continuing your education. And to learn more, please visit www.wellingtonchilla.com or call 888-401-4012. And if you use recruitment code IAM, we'll waive your enrollment fees. Look forward to seeing you all in the fall.
Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
We're back, and I actually don't have my headsets on, but I can hear everything. We want to welcome to the studio, and we'll be introducing her. We're going to switch mics, and it's sharing day today. And everyone say who you are. We're going to use hers real quick.
Okay. Hi, my name is Elizabeth Tran, and I will be representing Hong Kong at Pageant of the World in Australia in just about a week and a half.
Very cool. And we're going to come back with you in a second about your title as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then back to you, Brianna. Why should people enter National American Miss?
National American Miss is a very respected, prestigious pageant. It's on the top. It's amazing. I love it. I honestly highly recommend it. It helps girls to gain self-confidence, make new memories with their friends and families, old friends. It's a great way to bond. And it's all around fun just to get out there and be on the stage. And I mean, who doesn't love a moment in the spotlight? Like, come on. And it helps you to overcome that shyness. Like, I was never a really shy girl, but I always did have that little doubt. And now because of National American Miss and all pageants in general, that doubt is gone. I'm not afraid to go on stage anymore, and that's a great experience for girls to have.
Now, I know April, we're going to swing the mic over and share today, and April is one of our new Beauty Queen reporters with us for Tan Talk and Hollywood Connections. You have a question because this is going to be a new year for you.
Yeah.
What would you like to ask her?
So I wanted to know, like, what is some advice that you give for, like, new incoming faces? Like, I kind of want to do pageants because, you know, you guys are so beautiful, and, you know, I was just like, oh, thank you. And I just wanted to know, what is some advice that I can take on, or even anybody in the world can take on, to like audition and interview and like be like
get ready yeah. for it. Yes.
And I just want to interrupt real quick because that's what my system is with Hollywood Connections. It's not a live event. You audition and I put you on the red carpet, and then I have regular reporters, but she will have a title, and it's Miss Teen Tampa. So showbiz, so that's what we do. But you know, give her your advice as well.
Well, pageants are mostly about your personality. They always want somebody who has a very positive personality. And the way you show that is in the things you say, things you wear, things that you like about yourself. And you know, what you really want to do is you go in there and you always want to have a big smile. It's a big positive energy feel. It's just one big positive bubble. And you know, it's great to get out there and meet everybody. And you know, you have that little rush of adrenaline, which helps kick up that positive energy, that positive attitude. You really want to go out there and feel comfortable with the things you're wearing, the things you're saying. So always make sure it's things that you like, things that you have. You had a big role in picking out your gown, your interview suit, things like that. Picking out your hairstyle makes you feel comfortable on stage. So you can just have that big positive energy bubble that the judges love to sense.
Add one more. And so say if, you know, like you have to do like a speech or something. And so what if you like freeze up? What do you think that you should do?
I mean, that's honestly a great question because I froze up this year at National American Miss in Jacksonville. And I tried, the best thing to do is just think about it and keep going. You have 30 seconds, so you know you don't really want to be in a rush. So I just kind of paused when I forgot. I just paused there, but I kept going, and I kept going strong. That's the most important thing. Never let them sense that you're doubting yourself. Like, make sure they know that you're there and you're not doubting anything you're saying. It's everything, and it's all about you in that one moment while you're on stage. So don't, if you forget or you stumble, just keep going. Don't ever stop. Just keep going until the time's out or until you're done with your speech.
If you forget and you stumble, they don't know.
They don't know your speech.
They don't know your speech. And the thing that amazes me about it is that they usually, you don't even know the questions that they're going to ask.
No, not in the
interview. You just have to have a lot of confidence.
Yes. It's very out of your head,
yes.
On topic, just right there, however you say it.
Right.
Well, you know, I have something I remember when I was back in your age. And it was kind of a funny story.
You can remember
story.
That far back?
Yes, I can. I've still got it going, gal. Anyways, I was in a pageant. It was like, you know, Miss Newport Beach, but it was Miss South Shore Waterfolic. And long story short, there was a talent portion, and I was a baton twirler. Now, get this, and this is a true story. I actually had two batons I was twirling. One got caught in the curtain and almost killed a judge. Oh. Seriously, I mean, like, almost hit him on the head, and they all moved around. So, of course, I did a da-da-da-da, here's my baton back, and I went, okay, and I did a, you know, ballet bow, and my mother was a dance teacher, so I kind of went out of it gracefully, as he had a bump on his head, but I sat down, and then after, when it was over, they're all clapping, and they're looking at me, and they're like, Dawn, you won. I went, what? Are you kidding me? Out of like, you know, 40 other ladies. But it was how I came out of it.
How you handled that situation.
And I didn't go, oh my gosh, I made the faces. Yes. I did a big smile. I did a little dance, a little, you know, and gave them a Band-Aid.
I need to ask you a question also. Did you have to have a special talent?
Well, for this specific pageant, no. But there are a lot of pageants, like the big ones, like USA, all those like titles that have USA National Miss, things like that. IJM, you do need to have a talent. For me, it's just about the things that like you go out there and you like to do, mostly your hobbies. See, I'm a swimmer, and of course I can't swim on a stage. So
right.
I took up like piano lessons, which is something my dad taught me to do. He taught me to love the instruments, things like that, music. A lot of girls go out and sing. They do voice training, things like that, just things that you love, and you'll feel comfortable performing on stage.
Okay.
Well, now let's go over to our beautiful Miss Hong Kong here. And I know I have Kyle Hagerty on the line. Are you both ladies familiar with Kyle?
Yes, yes.
Oh, you know Kyle?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's put Kyle on, and we're going to come back and talk about your title as well.
Okay.
And our Miss Florida Diva, actually for Lifetime here, this is Yvonne. And, you know, before we do this, I'm going to give her my pin, and we're going to play that Come Fly With Me when I pin her later. So don't worry about it, but you're
okay.
Going to get pinned today as Come Fly With Me. So Kyle Hagerty, are you on the air with us?
Of course I am, Dawn. How are you?
I am super fabulous. You know, I'll tell you, I am so impressed with your qualities in the pageant world. And if you're watching us on the live internet, tantalk1340.com, you can see I have two beautiful ladies and three, actually, my Miss Florida Diva here. And they have competed in national pageants. And tell us about what you've been doing.
Oh, goodness. Well, I guess just an overview is that I'm an international level modeling, pageant, and performing arts consultant, Hagerty & Associates at WeProduceWinners.com. I've been doing this professionally for 26 years. This is not my hobby. This is my full-time job. And so I work with ladies, and I have male clients, too. For example, I have clients that have competed at the international level at Miss Universe, Miss World, Miss International, Miss Globe, Super Talent of the World, International Showgirl. I have a guy who just won Mr. USA Tourism. I had the second runner-up at Mr. United States. I've been featured on numerous TV shows. I was an expert for Dr. Phil on the Dr. Phil show. I have won numerous of male titles myself. I'm a former Mr. USA. I'm a former Mr. Black America. I'm a former Mr. United States. So I know what it is to compete. And a 9-time U.S. National Dance Champion.
You were the former U.S. Male, what did you say, American,
yes.
Black somebody?
I'm a former Mr. Black America, former Mr. USA, former Mr. United States.
You know, yes. I'm so glad you spoke about that, because I'm so glad that and happy to see Miss USA from Columbia, District of Columbia, that won. She won Miss USA.
Mm-hmm. I saw it.
Yeah, that was very good. I was happy for her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you know, it all depends. I always say, you know, are the judges looking for the best girl that night, or are they looking for the best girl to go to Miss Universe? Because sometimes it's not the same person.
Right.
But obviously, that's a different show.
Mm-hmm.
So I won't necessarily, you know, get into that. But, you know, my philosophy is very different. You know, I look at pageantry through a male point of view.
Right.
And, it, you know, to me, it is about getting the crown. It's about winning the contest. It's about preparing. You know, preparation is the key to success, and my job is to make sure that my clients win the competitions in which they want to win and, you know, get the titles in which they want to receive.
Right.
So, Dawn, there you go. Yeah.
Well, you know, also, too, is we have our Miss Hong Kong. You know Kyle, you said?
Yeah, well, I don't know if he remembers me. Okay, just
we'll
making sure.
Of course, I remember you.
Okay, yeah.
I absolutely remember you,
of course. Thank you. I'm flattered. Yes, good to hear from you.
Well, Elizabeth, stay on the line, Kyle, because I want people to where they can get in touch with you. But also, to Elizabeth, tell us, you know, what you've been doing with your title.
So, actually, I believe 2 or 3 days ago, it was my 8th annual Model for Miracles Fashion Show and Miss Miracle Charity Pageant, which is like a baby to me, honestly, and it's very humbling to see how so many people have gotten very involved with it and have gone out of their way to raise funds. Actually, our two Miss Charity Queens, Logan and Amanda, have individually raised $2,400 and $3,600 separately, and altogether we raised a record of $19,000 this year for Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, in addition to having 10 kids from Children's Miracle Network Hospitals model at the fashion show with an outfit of their dreams. Their family was able to share their stories, and it was really nice to see everybody that was involved in it really see the impact that it has created, not only on the children, but on their families and on each other, and just continuing to inspire one another and really build the community together to create something bigger than ourselves. So, and again, just 8 years of it growing. I'm 21 right now.
Wow.
And I remember when I first started it, we had to use like an indoor pool. We literally didn't have a stage that worked out the second year. We used blue tape, like electric tape, to put it on the carpet, tried to figure something out. And now we have a long runway. We have so much support from our sponsors, from the people that are a part of it, and I'm just so blessed. Furthermore, I just actually finished the promotional video for the Hong Kong Pageant of the World and definitely getting ready. This is my first time going to Sydney, Australia, and I really didn't get into international pageants until very recently, and then this opportunity occurred, and it was very, very honored. I'm very honored to represent my mother's hometown of Hong Kong. Wow. And be in Australia.
Oh, that's a question I had wanted to ask you.
Yes.
Hong Kong, are you born there?
No, my mother was born there.
Your mother was born there, okay.
Okay, and I know with Kyle, ladies, do you have a question for Kyle? Anybody? He's a international.
Oh, I have a question. What about, I'm 81 years old, and okay. I think they have the senior, a pageant for senior citizens. Do you know anything about that?
I do. Actually, the Miss Senior America pageant is held in Atlantic City, New Jersey, every year, if I'm not mistaken. It's in the spring. The reigning Miss New Jersey Senior America is one of my clients, and she was top five last year. So if you want to email me, I'm sure that I can pass some information on to you. And my email for anyone that has any questions is client@weproducewinners.com, and my website is weproducewinners.com. But yeah, there's Beauties of America, there's Miss Senior America, there's Miss Golden America. There are numerous pageants for women, you know, who are, you know, in their golden years.
Yes, sir.
You know,
Thank you.
They can participate in. Absolutely.
Is there one for coyotes? I am not senior, even though. Well, we have another question from our state Florida, Miss Florida, National American Miss title holder.
Okay, hi, Kyle.
Hello.
Okay, quick question. So we all know the pressures that some of the girls feel competing in the pageants, but we never really talk about what the coaches feel. So how do you feel being a coach? Like, what pressures are on you?
Oh, what pressures are on me? Okay. That's an entire show by itself. But first of all, I get paid for my opinion. So what I think matters. You know, so when I am asked a question, I can never be lackadaisic about it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, at the end of the day, when I say blue more so than green, that actually means something.
Yes.
You know, when I say wear your hair down instead of up, mm-hmm. that means something.
Yes.
You know, so the pressure is always on to make sure that that my opinions mean something. So that's the first thing.
Okay.
The hardest thing about my job is that, and luckily, you know, I thank God every single day that I can make a living doing what I love to do.
Yes,
you know, and
wonderful.
God gave me the gift. You know, God gave me the gift to inspire others.
Yes.
And because of that, I will have numerous girls competing in the same pageant. I'll give you an example. Miss District of Columbia, United States, was 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. I had six girls in that pageant. Four of them made the top five, and I had the winner, second runner-up, third runner-up, and fourth runner-up.
Oh,
in that
wow.
amazing.
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
Kyle,
how does that work if somebody's out of state? Do they fly you in, or do you Skype them, or how does that work in training?
I do all of it. Let me answer that in a minute. Let me finish asking Ms. Florida's question first, and then I'm going to get to that.
Mm-hmm.
Is that when the hardest thing about my job is not cookie cutting, but that's the thing that makes me the very best. Mm-hmm. I can have five girls competing in the same pageant. Mm-hmm. They have their own modeling style. They have their own choreography. They have their own clothing. You know, I don't cookie cut. You know, sometimes you can look at a girl and look at a coach, and all of their clients do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I don't do that. And so from a coach's perspective, the one thing is to keep things fresh, to keep things new. You know, pageants like fashion is transferable. You know, styles and methods are always changing to keep up with that.
True.
And then
all
also
very true.
And also just navigating through my winter. You know, and I never let, you know, girls feel that I have preferences. And so, you know, how I feel personally is one thing, but professionally, all of my girls are the same.
Yes.
And all of them know that they get 100% of what I get. So the biggest challenge that I have is priding myself on not cookie cutting and making sure that every last one of my girls have the best material in order to win. Dawn, with your question, yes, well, you know, I just got back from Europe not too long ago. I will be going to Australia in September. I'm going to South Africa in December. I'm a first generation American as well. My family, my mother is from Belize in Central America. Mm-hmm. My grandfather's from Honduras, so I kind of get that. But, I do virtual training. I do fly all around the country. My studio is located in Roanoke, Virginia. I have people fly here to see me. So if someone wants to become part of our winner circle, which is a very elite group of clients where you have to win a state pageant or better to be part of the winner's circle, we find a way to do it. I'll go to you, you'll come to me, or we'll do virtual. So we do it all.
Nice. Oh, sounds wonderful.
Well, also, too, ladies, do you have any advice for these girls? I know she's going to be going to National American Miss and the Nationals in November.
Sure. Actually, I've had numerous winners at National American Miss. I'm very, very familiar. I'm very familiar with NAM. I've had several Miss Virginias in all divisions go there and make top five in Maryland, New Jersey, Pennsylvania as well. So I'm very familiar with National American Miss. Here's the thing. Whenever you're competing, and if you learn nothing else from me, learn this. You win a pageant before you get there. You win a pageant before you get there, okay? You should be primed. I always say you should be packed a week before you go. You should be well rehearsed. You should not be drilling the week that you're leaving for the contest. You need to be relaxing, just going over your interview technique and coasting the week before a pageant. You must be highly prepared. You win it before you get there. And then the judges will pick from all the girls who are winning it which one they want to give the crown to. That is the most important piece of advice. Don't dial it in and think that it's going to miraculously happen when you get there. You win it before you get there.
Mm-hmm. Didn't you have some winners at Miss Universe?
Yes, I've had girls that I've worked with from Sierra Leone, from Cameroon, from Belize, Ghana, Liberia. I've had girls internationally compete there and at Miss World. I had the opportunity to be on the prep team for Elizabeth Seyfried, who was Miss United States, and she was second runner-up to Miss World, 2 years ago. I was on her prep team, as well. I've had four winners at Face of the Globe International. That was in London and Paris this past year. So, yeah, I do pretty well internationally as well.
And Peter has a question for you.
Yeah, this is Peter Blake, the producer. I just had to get in here on the question here. What did you think about the Steve Harvey mishap? Was it good? Is it good for the pageants, or is it bad? Because it seemed like it was kind of bad at the time, but there was a lot of good, those publicity brought to the pageant. So what do you think about that incident?
Well, I don't have much good to say about it. The one thing that is very true, all press is good press. And, being someone that has done a lot of television and has done a lot of media, I do understand that. Where I have a bigger issue with it is twofold. First of all, Steve Harvey is a multi-gazillion dollar host. He knows how to read a cue card.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I kind of have an issue of someone of his level and his expertise having that issue, even though the way that I understand it is that he is part owner of the pageant now, hence why he's going to get the host the next year. So I have a little bit of a problem with that. My biggest issue more than anything else is that when these girls win a pageant, I don't care if it's a county fair pageant mm-hmm. or if it's, the most elite of pageants like Miss Universe and Miss World, these girls will tell their grandchildren about that moment. When they were crowned.
Yes.
And for Steve Harvey to take that away from this
Philippines. I feel the same way.
She will never have that moment. She'll never have the moment to tell her grandchild mm-hmm. how what happened when she tells her grandchild is going to be they called out the wrong name. And then Miss Columbia has one of the most competitive national mm-hmm. pageants in the world. Mm-hmm. Columbia does not mess around.
Right.
They are phenomenal pageant. That girl who won Columbia, top-notch pageant, when her grandchildren look at it, they're going to look at a crown being taken off her head.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
For TV for TV ratings alone, Kyle, do you think there's a possibility that he did it on purpose for suspenseful?
I don't think so.
I am hearing a little bit of that. I would not be opposed to exploring that because you don't have someone of the caliber of a Steve Harvey making that kind of mistake. I don't see it. I don't buy it. So I think that would be something worth discussing. But the way that I also understand it, that Miss Columbia was properly taken care of. So I guess at the end of the day, if the ratings was good, you know, he's still hosting the pageant. Miss Philippines, who we all thought should have won, did wind up getting the crown, and Miss Columbia got paid. So I guess at the end of the day, everybody, you know, got off well.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, this is Kyle Hagerty, and Kyle, give your website and your phone number.
Sure, absolutely. If you are looking at getting into modeling, pageantry, the performing arts, I'm also the national director with the World Championships of Performing Arts, $300,000 in scholarship. I do a lot of things.
I do want to say, while you're talking, I'll come back, but the World Championships, awesome. Keep going.
Yes, it is very awesome. You can reach me at www.weproducewinners.com. That is what we do. We produce winners. And I can be reached at 571-451-3155. And our email is client@weproducewinners.com. So if you go to our website, all of our information is there. You know, for anyone who mentions this show, I will gladly give a free 15-minute strategy session, you know, free of charge, you know, if they mention this show, you know, in order to see what we could do to help them out.
Okay, Kyle, thank you so much. And again, the World Championships, I put those go-see rooms together back in the days with all producers and agents. And Riff O'Neill is an amazing man. And thank you so much for calling in, Kyle. And we'll get you in the studio when you're in Florida.
Please do.
Awesome, thank you. So back to Elizabeth. So that's some great advice, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
Now, you have your own pageant system.
Yes, so that was actually the model for Miracle's fashion show and Miss Miracle charity pageant. I wouldn't say or really qualify myself as like a director. I mean, yes, I do direct the pageant with my mother. However, the whole goal of it is to raise money for Children's Miracle Network hospitals. Mm-hmm. In fact, we don't even call it the girls runner-ups, or we don't believe that the placement or the rankings of the judges can really define who the girl is, especially because the purpose of the cause is to raise money for Children's Miracle Network. So what we do is we call them all miracle winners, and they're all qualified to compete in many different other pageants. We've been very grateful to have multiple sponsors of other pageants where they can get their entry fees to the state of Florida, such as the Miss Florida United States pageant, Glamorous, Florida Perfect, National American Miss, Miss American Co-Ed, Citrus Nationals, I think that's some of them. I don't know if I'm missing any, but yeah, we've gotten a lot of pageant entry fees as part of the prize package. So every finalist was able to walk away and become the miracle representative for another pageant and also be a winner for raising so much money for the cause and being a part of something.
See, so many ladies, especially I want to add this. While we're here, we have about 7 minutes left. I'm going to go to the fashion show that we're having. And you can see on the internet here live, we're going to have one June 25th.
Yes.
And it'll be a Post Corner Pizza. And this is one of the dresses that our beautiful model is wearing, as I think they're going to have a show here pretty soon. They have a big meeting tomorrow. I have to little plug that there. And as you can see on the internet, this is one of the dresses as well that you'll be seeing in the fashion show. If you'd like to be in that fashion show, please get in touch with us at 727-871-7788. And Yvonne, you're going to be in it, right?
Yes, and tell them that King James, he's the one that is the host or the director. I think all of the above.
I know. I think I'll just be emceeing this one again. But we want to thank you so much for coming in and standing there. If you have another dress, we'd love to see it in about, you know, 6 minutes here or before. Okay, so Brianna.
I'd like to be in it.
Yes.
Oh, yes. I'm just saying, if anybody would like to be in the fashion show, please let us know that.
That would be awesome.
But you were in it last time.
Yeah, April had so much fun. Yeah.
It was actually fun.
Okay, and so I know we're going to share the mic here. And also, do you have a question for Brianna? Anything else? Because, you know, this is about what are you doing with your titles. So many people do not do anything with their beauty titles. And they just sit on the title, you know, on their shelf. And you girls are actually making a difference in your community. And I really want to applaud you for doing that. What do you have an agent or manager, both of you? Or are you interested in TV and film? What is your talent? Or what would you like to do as well?
Well, at the moment, I take up piano classes. I'm still at a beginner level. I haven't been doing it for very long. But, I mean, I know I need to get into that because when I do get into those bigger pageant systems, I'm going to need a talent, or maybe I might do some voice training, something like that. But it's something that I love to do. So, I mean, I know I have to start getting into that more. But I know saying that some girls do sit on their titles it's honestly the truth. Some girls don't even come back for crowning, which is very upsetting in a pageant world because those girls need to be reliable. Those are some of the things that you need to have, like reliability, to be punctual, things like that. So when somebody doesn't come, it's a little upsetting because, you know, that's something that someone you were relying on to come back and fulfill their part in the pageant. But all sitting on your title involves trying not to sit on your title. It involves things like going out and doing some platform work. Like my platform, again, is with Cancer Children for Bald and Beautiful. And we're collecting all those toys and books and blankets and things like that. So honestly, you need to get out there with your title and do things that support your community, promote yourself, and promote the pageant in general.
I want to ask Ms. Hong Kong, what else are you going to do? Are you going to go further with your pageantry? Are you going to try to go for Miss Florida, State Florida, or Miss United States, Miss Universe, or Miss somebody?
So after Pageant of the World, I'm not sure yet. We'll mm-hmm. see how that goes. But for right now, it's really just continuing to do things that I'm really passionate about and my platform and things. Actually, tomorrow is my first day in orientation. I'll be interning with the Orange County Environmental Protection Division. And if it wasn't for pageantry and if it wasn't for me being a part of it, I started when I was like 8 years old, actually, at National American Miss. Wow. And I didn't really get involved until I was 13. And I really found what I really stood for and what I believed in. So with environmental advocacy and with Children's Miracle Network, I never thought that I would have the opportunity to raise over $89,000 for Children's Miracle Network hospitals
wonderful.
Now, or being a part of the Environmental Protection Division and Disney Friends for Change. I was able to be interviewed in Good Morning America through my nonprofit organization, Teens Go Green, and just like you guys said, you know, with the pageant titles, but I really do think if someone just sits on their crown, it's really their loss because it opens so many doors. If you go out in your community, you reach out to these people and you take advantage of those opportunities because your crown and your banner are your microphone and they can really see you network. And even without winning, there's some titles that I spent years and years trying to win. However, it wasn't really the title that mattered. It was the opportunities and the people that I met and the speaking skills and the other things that I developed through it that I was able to get a full ride scholarship to my school, for instance, that I was able to go out of my way, that I'm able now to fly to Australia and represent Hong Kong. It's really, again, just going out of your way, seeking those opportunities and trying to really make an impact and be genuine about it.
I have a question. I remember because I was waiting for a little Elizabeth Tran to come in the door. I saw you in a Caribbean parade back in the days.
Yes, that was years ago.
I know, and your mother had something to do with crown cases.
Yeah.
Is she still selling them?
Yes. So actually my mother, she's right over there.
Okay.
She's actually my manager, I would say.
Hi.
My momager, if anything.
Yes. Say, wave yes. to the camera, everybody. Wave. Up there. So I remember that, yes.
Yes, so she has Blingalicious accessories, but actually a lot of other directors and pageant systems and other retail pageant shops also buy from her as well. So their crown cases actually now, because some pageant girl problem now is people's crowns are too big, so she decided to make these really, really large crown cases that could
wow.
fit those gigantic crowns and you can carry them around. So it's very convenient for those girls. So she's very innovative with those things. She also made the personalized tote bags. You see them at NAMM everywhere. They put like the picture in the purse, and then so it's just a proud pageant mom moment. And I'm a proud pageant daughter of a pageant mom retailer. So
we'd like to sell those on the air as
yes,
well.
Yes, we would.
We'll talk to that. Now I know we have 3 minutes left, and we have
another model that's going to be in the fashion show, a King James fashion show on next Saturday. I think it is on the 25th of June at the.
Actually, Post Corner Pizza. And also, we have Walter on the air. I know we have 3 minutes, but Walter, we're going to bring you back next week. I am so sorry. We went over with everything. We have 3 minutes. Say hi.
Walter. Hi, Walter.
Hi, how are you guys?
Oh, yes, we went over today, and we're sorry we couldn't get to you, but thank you for waiting, and we will definitely talk to you next week. Just hold it right there to next week, okay?
Sure, Yvonne.
I'm so sorry.
No problem.
But
how
it's a wonderful day today with all the beautiful, beautiful young ladies in the studio.
I know. And you know what? Well, I have everybody. Walter is our historian for Hollywood, so he'll call in with a great story of Abbott and Costello next week. And if you go to HollywoodConnections.biz, I have a crown jewelry and things that you help support our show. And they're beautiful bracelets if you want to wave like the princess you are, the queen that you are as well, that helps support our show. And everybody else, we want to thank you, Yvonne.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for coming to our studio, beautiful ladies, young ladies.
Yes, Brianna, good luck. And we'd like to have you come back again. We go FM.
Yeah, sure.
I know, FM 106.1. You'll be back with us.
Oh, yeah.
A lot longer, more interview. April, thank you so much for being here. Did you have fun?
Yeah, so much fun. Just listening to what you had to say, that's just...
kind of inspiring, actually, to be honest.
Very cool. And Elizabeth?
Yes, yes. Thank you so much for the opportunity. I'm sorry for running late and everything.
You're good.
I know it was crazy.
You're
yeah,
good.
But I'm so happy I could be here. Thank you
and
so much.
The beautiful models.
And the beautiful models.
Thank
yes.
you. Thank you.
We hope to see you out next Saturday.
Right. And we're going to talk to you about Havana Sun. You remember that's a new suntan lotion coming out. We're going to get one of the main reps on next week. We're out. Are we gone? We're done? Bye, everybody.
Bye.